by title.
Okay. Could I have a motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Bond ordinance providing for sidewalk improvements along Hamilton Street in and by the borough of Bloomingdale, County of Passaic, State of New Jersey, appropriating $140,000 therefore, and authorizing the issuance of $133,000 bonds or notes of the borough to finance the cost thereof and the special assessment of the cost thereof.
Okay. Could I have a motion to open public hearing?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, Harvey. Put Harvey Peterson back up so he can go first, please.
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay, no, as I was saying, you know, I've lived in this town for 62 years on Hamilton Street for 30 of those years. I just can't comprehend how Bloomingdale can ask the residents of Hamilton Street to pay for something that you've already received the funds for. Okay, we can go back to resolution 2018-9.11, where Bloomingdale requested through the New Jersey Department of Transportation a grant for $300,000 to improve streets, sidewalks, curbs, and signs on the street. And April 5th of 2019, Governor Murphy signed that grant and you received $300,000 to make these improvements. I brought this up in the planning board meeting during the revitalization issue, okay? And I was told that Hamilton Street was going to be taken care of in early 2020, okay? I noticed Boston Street all of a sudden was getting complete redone. When asked about that, I was told that there was an emergency on Boston Street, so our street got pushed off till 2021. Okay. Now, my concern is, did the money for Hamilton Street go to Boston Street?
No.
Okay. So $3,000, how can you ask us to pay for sidewalks?
Okay. Tom?
Good evening. This is Tom Barati, the borough engineer.
Mm-hmm. I believe you're meeting.
Yeah. Good evening, Mr. Peterson. I'm going to try to answer some of your questions and just stop me or ask for clarification. Boston Street, just to start from the end, Boston Street received its grant money from the DOT before Hamilton. DOT makes us spend the money in the order in which it was received. Otherwise, we lose the money. They give us 2 years to spend it. And Hamilton had to be done, Boston had to be done first. So that's the answer for Boston. There were some water issues that we took care of. So the water and sewer portion of the improvements got done first, and then the paving and curbing got done second. And that was, again, funded partially by the DOT. So I hope that answers your question on why Boston came before Hamilton. It's because the DOT makes us do those in order, okay? Secondly, you are correct. The grant is $300,000. The cost, the estimated cost for the improvements on Hamilton exceed, our estimates are going to be between $450 and $460. So even though the DOT gave grant money to Bloomingdale, there's a shortfall. So it doesn't cover everything. DOT doesn't give 100% grants. So the sidewalks, which are the responsibility of property owners, whether you're a business or a resident, the assessment comes from the fact that there isn't enough money to cover all of the improvements on any of the roads, including Hamilton. It's similar with Rafkin Road, that received a grant from DOT. Red Twig Trail received a grant from DOT. Those streets were also assessed for their sidewalks because the grant money doesn't cover 100%. DOT doesn't do 100% grants. That's the real answer I'm trying to give you.
Okay, but because I just saw in the resolution, it said it was covering new sidewalks on both sides, curbs, as well as street signs and pavement.
It defrays the cost, but the assessment still needs to happen to cover the whole thing.
Okay. I guess you have questions. Am I happy? No, but you answered them.
Okay.
Don, we do have one more comment. They just can't raise their hand, so give me 1 second.
Is it somebody I can see? At least the names.
We have a question.
Cecilia Ritzoff. I just need your name, your name and address, please.
Okay, Cecilia Ritzoff, 15 Hamilton Street. Hi, everyone. I just have a couple of questions to piggyback on Harvey because we're neighbors, legit. My couple of questions is that I understand that you need the funds and for the sidewalks, so on and so forth, and that you want to try to add sidewalks to the entire street that we don't have existing sidewalks. But my question is, why do we even need them? That's what I need to know. And I guess because I just ask questions and the why is not there. What's the purpose of having the sidewalks on Hamilton Street where I walk and run the flats often? Boston was redone. They did a great job. That surrounds a football field and baseball field. It surrounds a recreational center that does not have sidewalks where 9 to 12 months out of the year, that field is used. There is no sidewalks. The parking is not there. Why does Hamilton, when Hamilton, I've lived here for 15 years, is pretty much a speedway for the town. So what's the purpose of the sidewalks when most residents come here to walk in the flats and they use the flats to run and what? And I get it because it's convenient, it's great. But why do we need to burden myself and my neighbors and some that don't even have sidewalks and it's going to cost them 10 grand over the next 10 years with sidewalks that are unnecessary when there aren't sidewalks throughout the entire flats?
Okay, well, first of all, I don't think anybody is over is 10 grand. Okay. From what the spreadsheet that I've seen from our engineer. There's existing sidewalks on Hamilton, and I believe when there is existing sidewalks there, they stay there. There is a section of Hamilton which is the lower end towards Van Dam, which doesn't have any sidewalks. But we want to complete the sidewalks to go to where Van Dam is. So you are walking on a sidewalk. And if you're going up and down Van Dam, you're continuing on sidewalks. As for the other locations by the ball field, I don't disagree with you, but there isn't any sidewalks in that area. And the room to actually add sidewalks would take away from people's existing property. But you're on Hamilton and actually Orchard, Rafkin, Red Twig, where the existing sidewalks are there. And be honest with you, I've been up and down Hamilton a lot, just looking. A lot of them are unsafe and they don't meet the DOT requirement. Tom, correct me if I'm wrong. But when we're doing a project there, we want to do a complete project. You know, if we're going to do all the water work, the sewer work, the curbing work, and when we're replacing curbs, we replace sidewalks. So everything matches and meets the DOT spec. So when they come and inspect it, we meet all the requirements of the DOT so we don't have any issues. Fortunately, you have existing sidewalks. We're replacing the existing sidewalks and we're going to add to the lower end of Hamilton and Van Dam. So that sidewalk connects to Van Dam in a safe way without walking on somebody's property, back in the road. I mean, that's the whole purpose of it. Fortunately, we're gonna complete the sidewalks to where they need to go to connect. Tom, you can add anything you want into that if I'm explaining it correctly, if I missed anything.
And my apologies, I do correct myself. It was 7 grand, not 10 grand, which is still for somebody.
It's high. Don't get me wrong. It's high. It's over 10 years. And if somebody was to replace their sidewalk and went out, and anybody is free to do that, to go out and get a price from a contractor to come in and replace their sidewalk. But I can, from the experience that I have with Rafkin and the Red Twig area, I don't think you're going to get a better deal and pay it over 10 years if you choose to do so.
Over 10 years.
But now, can I ask another? Oh, I'm sorry. Can I just ask another question? So Boston will never have sidewalks because it will take away, just because it's by the field. Now, will Star Lake Road over by Anderson ever have sidewalks over there or no?
We did Star Lake a few years back. I do not believe so at this point.
Okay. So the only reason why you're going to do the sidewalks in Hamilton is because there are some that are existing. So you're going to continue it just throughout the entire street.
Correct.
And just do that. And then, but you will still be taking away from some of the other homeowners, some of their land that does not have sidewalk. So it's not going to narrow out the road.
It's not going to narrow down the road. No, we're going to complete the sidewalk as is. Fortunately, there's one property, I believe, on the lower end of Hamilton, of Van Dam.
Correct. Two houses away from
me. Yes. And they have a double driveway, if I remember correctly.
We're the double driveway house.
You're the double driveway.
No, next to each other. I know what you're talking about. But next, we're the double driveway house, but two houses away. So, correct. No, you're correct. Okay. So it's, all right. So either way, we're going to be paying for it. You guys are voting to do it. And that's it. Over the 10 years in our property taxes, pretty much. It's okay. That's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it. But it, like I said, once you're done paying for it, it goes away. It doesn't increase your taxes. It just is the project, the assessment portion of it, but that drops off when it's paid in full. So that's not going to increase your taxes year to year. With that, that's not staying there. That will drop off once it's completely paid.
Okay, so it'll drop off, and then anything else that's assessed in my taxes is what will remain.
And it's a separate payment from your property taxes. It'll be a separate bill.
Line item.
Like a supplemental bill.
Or a separate line item. Correct. But it is not part of your tax payment.
Correct. I understand. I'm just trying to understand if it's anywhere else in the flats, like if Boston would still get sidewalks, so on and so forth. Okay.
Okay.
Excuse me, this is Sean Sheridan at 31 Hamilton Street.
Hi, Sean.
So I have a question. I think Dawn just said that would be a separate payment. What if my current property taxes are paid via an escrow for my mortgage? Is that a separate payment that come to me directly?
The actual billing will come out of the tax collector's office, but it will not be something that would be paid out of an escrow through your mortgage company. So not knowing how the tax collector will handle it, it should probably be a separate bill to you with that payment.
Okay. But so you don't know the exact answer on how the billing would be, but it definitely would not be by the escrow.
Sean, what I can do is...
It will not be part of the escrow.
We have your address. Our business administrator, Mike Sondemeyer, will talk to the tax office tomorrow, and we will contact you and let you know how that's going to be handled, so you have a definite answer.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Thank you.
Okay. Mike?
I have a question.
Hold on a second.
I'm on it.
Okay, you got it, Mike? Okay.
Yep.
Go ahead, Mrs. Bach.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I just named Bach,
16 Union Ave, or the corner of Hamilton and Union. Mm-hmm. I have, when you replace the sidewalks, you're going to be doing the curbing going along. Will you also be doing the roundabout part with Union Ave?
That is not part of that project. There's another project that we're working on right now that will be from the CBDG grant, Tom, if I'm correct there, which we got an additional grant to do sidewalking from Main Street by the kebabs to Oak Street, both sides, which will not be an assessment project because we got the money strictly for sidewalks within that grant.
Okay. Will that be like a separate, because I know that's Passaic County. Will we be getting another project. Bill for sidewalks is my question.
not for that, because that is a total grant for strictly sidewalks.
Okay.
Okay. And then, we can, when we get a grant for strictly sidewalks, we cannot assess the homeowner for that.
Okay.
The and that is part of a, that's a, hold on a sec. That's a part of a different type grant, which falls in a certain zone of town. And I'm sure some people ask me why we do that with Hamilton. Hamilton is not within that grid. Part of Union Ave is, and there's a whole section of our town that falls within that category. Hamilton does not, but that section of Union does.
Okay.
Which goes from Union to from Main Street to Oak Street and Union Ave.
Okay. The second part of that question I have is, sure, I've noticed in the past several years, when it rains, the water comes down Union Ave and it goes down past my house on Hamilton. It floods all the way down. The sidewalk measurement is not very high. Mm-hmm. And it goes in and it floods like where my neighbor Laura lives next door. And it just follows a pattern all the way down Hamilton, where it used to never do that. Across the street from my house where Ed's auto is a gutter or a sewer. But it seems like the sewer should be on this side because the water comes down from Union Ave and then goes down Hamilton Street and floods Hamilton Street.
Okay.
Is that part of any thing that we can put our 2 cents in to add? Because I know it's only on the left, the my side of the road. It's not on the other side of the road. The water does not go into the sewer that's on the other side of the road, but there's no sewer on this side of the road.
Okay. I'll let our engineer explain that to you. This is all, that's all part of the project.
Okay.
And this is number 16 Union. Miss Bach?
Yes.
Right. Yeah. So part of the job is if you walk up and down Hamilton Street right now, there's zero drainage, zero storm sewers. Mm-hmm. What we're going to do is install several storm drains starting in front of house number 37 and house number 40, which is, I'm not sure how many feet in from Union, but that'll collect the first part of water that's running off between Union and let's say the middle of Hamilton between Wallace and Union. Then we're going to install more storm drains around the Wallace intersection because that's actually flooding really bad right now.
Yes.
And then some more
that's
drainage.
That's actually on the other side.
Yeah. But right, we're going to be installing it on both sides of the street and in both sections, east and west of Wallace. Okay. So we're doing a significant drainage improvement. Are we going to collect every drop of water? Maybe not, but we're going to try to get as much of it as we can to prevent ponding and icing and flooding issues.
Right. I mostly notice it's on this, my side of the road, going all the way down. I do know at the corner of Wallace, it's on the opposite corner there where the corner of the road of the same, the bank's on.
Yeah. All the water wants to go to Van Dam because that's the low point, and Wallace right, acts as a small dam, if you will. So right, the Wallace intersection floods quite a bit. We're going to be putting a lot of storm drainage in to pick that up. The road okay, will have a little bit of a crown, meaning that the middle will be higher than the gutter lines. So we're going to have drainage on both sides of the street. That's okay, going to be a huge improvement for
absolutely,
your street. Yeah.
Okay.
A lot less salt will be needed, a lot less ponding and flooding. And again, are we going to eliminate 100% of it? Maybe not, but we're trying our best to get as much of it as that we can.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anybody else, Bray?
Yes. I have a question. I don't know if you can hear me.
Just name and address, please. I don't see who it is.
33 Hamilton Street. Van Orden is the last name.
Yes. I'm on Rich's iPad.
Yes. Yes, that's us.
Okay.
So in the conversation, you said you could pay over 10 years. Is there interest on that, or is that interest free over the time? I don't know if we missed that or not.
There is interest.
There's interest. I think it's 1%.
1%. And then also, so if you do new sidewalks, would we have the option to ask for a new walkway from the sidewalk to the house? Will they allow us to make that improvement? Of course, at our cost, but will they allow that?
On other projects, actually, we had a discussion about that today. On other projects that we've done in town, and it really depending upon the contractor that gets the job, some contractors will do private work while they're there. Some won't, so I can't guarantee that.
Okay.
But that would be a separate deal between you and the contractor, and that would eliminate the borough of any responsibilities for that portion of the sidewalk if it's going like from your current sidewalk to your front porch.
Gotcha.
It all depending upon the contractor. Sometimes we prefer they don't, because sometimes people come back and say, like a year from now, and say, hey, my sidewalk is cracking. Well, you made that deal with the contractor, not us. Our sidewalks are guaranteed that we're going part of our project are guaranteed for 2 years, okay. Usually. All right. So that would have to be worked out. Specific contractors, like I said, we wouldn't know that till the project starts. I've seen it, but I can't guarantee it for you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mr. Mayor, I was just informed too that there is no penalty for early payment either.
Correct. Yeah, so if anybody's questioning that, if it's, you can pay it over a 10-year period, but if you want to pay it in full at any time, there is no penalty for doing that. You can do that. So that option is also there.
John, I don't see any hands. And if anyone who's on their phone, if they wanted to click 9, that will let you make a comment, but I don't see any hands, so.
Okay. Can I have a motion to close public comment, please?
So moved.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Oh, I see a hand again.
I see a hand.
Sean? We'll go back to them. That's fine. Sean?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was looking for the hand. I might have missed it when we were going a little bit late. Was there a start time set for this yet? I know it was sometime in the spring, but.
We're hoping to kick it off sometime either early or mid-April. Am I correct, Tom?
Yeah, we're actually accepting bids next week, I believe. And if the bids are favorable, I believe you have the opportunity to award it at the next week's meeting in this month. So yes. The paperwork can take roughly 6 weeks. We have to get NJDOT approval of the contractor, and we have to enter into contracts, check their insurances, their bonding. That could take maybe 6 weeks. So we could start maybe as early as late April, early spring. I don't like to pour concrete before April, but we would like to get started on piping, which comes first. So it's possible mid to late April, early spring, early May.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, John, I guess if.
We'll do it again.
Yeah, redo the motion.
Yeah, Kevin, motion to close public comment, please.
So moved.
Second, do we have a second?
Seconded.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay, motion for adoption.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, Bree, roll call.
D'Amato?
Yes.
Della Ripa?
Yes.
Graziano?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Julin?
Yes.
Yazzie?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. All right, let's go back to number 7. Report of from our committees, from anybody on the council. Have anything to report?
I have one thing from economic development. So we had a ribbon cutting on Sunday for Computers, Inc. It was pretty successful, I would say. I think there's about 3 additional businesses that'll be opening up pretty soon. So look for additional ribbon cutting ceremonies coming and welcoming those businesses to the borough. Hopefully around April, maybe May, depends on when some of these get started.
Okay, very good. Anybody else?
Nothing here, Mayor.
Okay.
I just want to point out a new principal of the Walter T. Bergen Middle School was appointed at the last Board of Ed meeting. So I haven't really had a chance to talk to him much, but he did speak slightly on the meeting. He seemed like a nice gentleman. So
I believe actually, Rich, I don't think that he's actually going to be starting full time, I believe, until sometime in April.
Yeah, but I'm not effective April 15th, correct?
Yeah.
That's good. Anybody else? Mike?
Yep. We had a couple of things, John. First thing is we had a resignation of our Drug Alliance coordinator, Linda Bennett. So we are in the process of trying to find somebody to fill those shoes. So if anybody knows of anybody that's willing to step up and take on the role of Drug Alliance coordinator, that'd be most appreciative if you can get me their name. The second thing on my list here is the our salt bay down at DPW have some damage to it over the year, cracks and stuff and possibly snow loads. So our engineer came up and looked at it with a structural engineer and they made two recommendations. One was a fix and another one is to rebuild the fix. We don't have a cost yet, but it's probably be costly. So we're looking at possibly doing some type of replacement with that. So myself, the mayor, and a couple of the DPW supervisors are going to take a trip on Thursday to Oakland and possibly Kinnelon to go look at their salt bays to see what it is that they have. And then we'll get back to you. At some point, I'd like to also have the council come down in either groups of two or three just to see the salt shed. I can show you in person with the DPW supervisor, show you what's going on down there so you're aware of what's happening and why the need is to possibly replace this year, if not early next year. The other thing we're working on with DPW is we're going to start working on a 10-year plan with the DPW supervisor and assistant supervisor, getting the water department down there, combining it, getting all forces in one location. So we're going to pull out that plan I got provided by the town engineer and just start doctoring up and putting together some phases. How are we going to get to where we want to be 10 years from now? What's first phase, second phase, third phase, fourth phase to get there? The other thing, myself and Councilwoman Hudson run a call with a contractor that does social media archiving. And they're recommending, I know they've reached out to Brianna in the past. They recommend with the OPRA laws now too, Dawn Sullivan can chime in if she wants to. There's a lot of OPRA laws where they can come back and they can request social media or Facebook or Twitter account. The police have the same Facebook, Twitter accounts. They archive all that information. So when somebody does want to OPRA it, we can go back and pull that information through their software. There is a cost to that. Top of my head, I just don't remember what it is, Dawn. I don't know if you do. It was like a monthly fee, I remember it was, but I just can't, for the life of me, I can't remember. I don't have it home with me right now. It's on my desk. I want to say it was like $300 or something like that month.
It was about $300 a month. And I was quite impressed with the presentation, and I think it's really needed.
So I think what I'll do is bring the GovOps committee in. We'll talk about it with them and then make a recommendation to the rest of the council, maybe next meeting or two, to go ahead and authorize that if we want to go that path to do that.
So Mike, the police department doesn't have that service currently either.
They do not.
Okay.
And these guys cover everything.
Right.
Yeah, Rich, this would be across, it's not just for hours. They the company actually covers multiple accounts. So that monthly fee is for multiple accounts. So our police department will be included within that monthly fee, which is great.
Okay. I just wasn't sure if Lawsoft was doing something, but apparently they're not. So yes,
good question.
That makes it even more important.
Yeah, good question though.
The other thing I had a question. Well, the other thing where the budget is being prepared right now through our finance department. The auditors are in there right now. So hopefully within the next week or two, we'll be able to sit down with the budget committee, which is Drew, Rich, and John, D'Amato, that is, sit down, present it to you guys, and then take a look at it, whatever we're going to do with it, and then go ahead and bring it to the council, hopefully in the next, maybe in the next month and a half or so, to the council for introduction. And then the last thing I have here is the public events. I know there's a lot of them have been canceled. I just need to make sure that we're on top of that because I need to get banners. DPW has to get dates for banners made if we're going to have certain public events. So I'd just like to sit down with maybe you, Councilwoman Hudson. I think you might be with public events and just go through what it is we want to cancel or not cancel at this point in time.
You're on mute, Dawn.
Sorry, everybody. We have definitely canceled the Easter egg hunt.
And the fishing.
And well, the fishing's not canceled. We're just pushing the fishing
October or
the
something. Yeah.
Right. And then that date will be announced. I think John's going to look, John D'Amato will be looking into filling with the fish, doing that whole thing. And let's see, recycling will be continuing the date that we have it, which is on the town website, and it's also on the Facebook page.
Cleanup day,
we are going to continue on the date that we have scheduled.
Okay.
We're going to be sitting down with Public Events Committee and figuring out a kind of a different way to do it. I think the easiest thing that we're going to do is just have organizations go off to separate sites. We'll have one person from the organization come and pick up supplies, and then that same person can return the supplies. Everything will get wiped down. So it'll just be handled a little differently, and that will be announced after the committee meets. And okay. I think I don't want to get too further into the public events for the rest of the year, because I do believe that the governor will be changing restrictions shortly. And as they start changing restrictions, we may want to, you know, change and complete some of our public events. So,
okay.
Yeah. We are currently scheduled for fireworks, right? Mike, we booked them?
Yes, we are. And a rain day. Yep. And that can change. So he just wanted a date. And if it changes like we did last year, there's no cancellation fees to us. He just wants to get it on the record with his company. So, I know Rich and I and John have a white collar negotiation meeting tomorrow. So hopefully we can finalize that pretty soon and bring it to the council, either in the next meeting or the meeting after for approval. And then the last thing is the mayor and I are meeting with the new superintendent of schools tomorrow, just to meet and greet, see what he could do for him, what he can do for us, as we're all kind of new in our positions. So that's it, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Some of the other things that are going on, the Rose Committee is trying to pick a date. So that'll be coming out hopefully shortly. They throw some dates out there so they can meet, and then we can go through that process and see their recommendations. So that hopefully by our next meeting, we'll have some answers for that. Mike spoke about a lot of things that we're involved in together, so I'm not going to just rehash all that. The vaccines, I guess everybody's probably been watching what has been going on. I guess the news, I don't know if you saw the news from the, President Biden today, that the vaccines for teachers and anybody that has to do with, I guess, kids in school, he wants to have them, the country, done by the end of March. That's pretty aggressive, because I guess with the controversy between the teachers and the unions, we won't get into that. But I think it's a good thing that they're trying to get it done sooner than later. We are getting a lot of phone calls from our seniors that are having a hard time registering, whether they don't have computers or they just can't get through on the phone. I brought that up on a call yesterday that I was on, the governor's call, and they are trying to get more phone numbers, hotline phone numbers, so people can have an easier time. There is one town down in South Jersey that is being more proactive. They started a team in their own town so that seniors can come to them that can't work computers, and they have people within their town that will register, at least get them registered in the system for their shot. So I thought that was pretty good. So maybe that's something we can think about, because Bree gets calls, I think, on a daily basis. People are getting frustrated because they can't get in and get their appointments. And I guess with Johnson & Johnson and Merck today, I guess there's coming out with the other shop. Drew, you probably know more about this than I do. I don't know if you heard about that.
Yeah, Merck is actually going to help them accelerate their production. So J&J owns the vaccine, but their capacity is such that they're going to bring in one of their major competitors and work together to really ramp up production.
Okay.
And I share your optimism as someone who's gone through the vaccine process. It's lengthy and it's cumbersome right now. With J&J, it's a one-shot deal. I envision a fast food line, right? Of just people lined up. So all of those people that are frustrated that can't either get an appointment or they do get one and it's canceled. I personally believe my thoughts that that's going to subside quickly. I really do.
I did make a recommendation that maybe they need to go to the local level. Seems when we get things on our lap of magnitude like that, we can get it done quicker and set up sites to our Board of Health, get people in here, get the shots to us. So instead of doing a ton of people in one spot, we can take care of Bloomingdale and our seniors right here. I don't know if that'll go anywhere, but you know, we do the flu shot in town. I just don't think it's that difficult, provided we can get the equipment and the shot to do, especially the J&J, since it's regular refrigeration. It's not like the other ones. So I'm sure there'll be more to come on the news, whatever you see, bulletin, internet. It's there's stuff out there every single day. So that's pretty much all I have. Brie?
Can I just give an update to that also, John?
Sure.
Just because we actually did have some questions coming into to me through Facebook, people asking questions as to who now the governor has expanded. So March 15th, the ranks of those eligible, it would be pre-K through 12 grade educators and support staff, child care workers in licensed and registered settings, public and local transportation workers, including bus, taxi, rideshare, airport, New Jersey Transit, New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission staff, public safety workers who are not sworn law enforcement or fire professionals, including probation officers, fire safety inspectors, migrant farm workers, members of tribal communities, and individuals experience homelessness and those living in shelter, including domestic violence shelters. So that is March 15th.
And then there's another one on the 29th that opens.
Yes.
Up.
The one on the 29th then will be frontline essential workers in the following categories will be eligible for vaccination: food production, agriculture, food distribution, elder care and support, warehousing and logistics, social services support staff, elections personnel, hospitality, medical supply chain, postal and shipping services, clergy, and judicial system. So that will start on the 29th then.
Yes, but right now that all means that they can go in and register and try to get an appointment. It's not like the first round where I can just tell you from the fire end of it, it was just a place where we went and you registered right there and you got your first shot. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's going to happen. That was one of the other questions. That's not happening on the 15th. You can start going in and getting their appointment for that specific groups starting on the 15th. But the way the president said, teachers are going to go right in starting in March. So I hope he's as aggressive as he wants to be. That would be a great thing. So, okay. Bree, do you have anything?
Nothing to report. Thank you.
Dawn Sullivan?
Nothing to report tonight.
Okay. Resolution number 2021-3.1. to 2021-3.2, the consent agenda. Can I have a motion to accept the consent agenda?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay. Okay, introduction of new business. Adoption of resolution number 2021-3.3, landscape fertilization service to True Green, which is through the co-op. It's at a Somerset. What this is, and we all should pretty much know, be aware of this, the direction that we're going to go into to take care of our fields and maintaining them with fertilization, and I think it's a six treatment process.
Includes grub control and fungicide for delazure. No pesticides. It's not pesticides at all involved with this.
Right. Which we cannot spray pesticides near a school or on regular fields anyway. We believe we had a company before called Organic.
Go Organic.
Go Organic. They were, if I remember, correct me if I'm wrong, they were 10,000 just for the Bergen School, Mike?
Yep.
Right?
Yep, there's just under 10.
Right. This company here, this is 9,600. This is going to take care of Walter T. front and back, Martha
the entire Walter, yep.
Firehouse on Union Ave, Building Department, Borough Hall, Chief's Office, Sloan Park, DeLazier, and that's it, right?
That's it.
So for what we're paying less, we're getting more and get all these other areas complete. So it's a huge savings to the borough because we were paying Grow Organic to do one field and then we were paying another individual to do the other fields and we were buying the supplies for the other fields. Now this company is doing everything, supplying everything. So it's a huge savings to the borough.
And we were also applying some of that with our own DPW staff on overtime. So yes. There's also that savings.
Correct. Okay, I have a motion on the floor to accept resolution 2021-3.3.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, can we have a roll call for this, Bree?
Yes. Della Ripa?
Yes.
Graziano?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Julin?
Yes.
Gazzi?
Yes.
D'Amato?
Yes. Okay. Item B, resolution 2021-3.4, proximity cards, readers, and remote access system for Sonatrol at Hunter County Cooperative. As you know, through the CARES Act, we all have our access cards. This is an access card system. That we're doing through the CARES Act. This is just to solidify that and it's to be paid through the CARES Act. I have a motion on the floor to accept that resolution B.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, roll call.
Graziano. Sorry,
just a quick question on that one. Everything being remote and just insulated from all of our facilities, is the project done or are we getting our card soon? Where are we with the project?
Do you have your card?
I do not.
Okay. You have to go through. Frank Neuberger is the one that's handling the cards.
I took my picture.
Okay. So did he give you the code to get in?
Not yet. No.
Okay. So you need to get a hold of Frank.
Okay.
And Mike can do that for you.
I'll get a hold of Frank. It might be in your mailbox. I don't know.
I was going to say it might be in your mailbox. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Truth be told, guys, I have not been to Borough Hall in a long time. So it may be. I'll swing by on
you won't
Friday.
Be able to get in without your card.
Yeah, that's what the problem was.
We'll find it for you.
I lost the combination in the safe thing.
I'll throw it out the window.
We have a meeting tomorrow, right? We have a meeting tomorrow. So you'll be there tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. It's a card access system. Everybody's supposed to have it. John, you need to get yours. I know you have the PIN number, but you need to get down there, get your picture taken and get your card. What's really nice about this whole system that we're doing, other than you can just walk in the building and swipe and go in, is now we have control of who goes in and who's going out. So if there is an issue COVID-wise, we have tracking. So if somebody has tests positive and we don't know who was around that person, we can just go right back into the system and say, okay, A, B, and C, you were there. We've got to make sure you're okay. So that was the whole reason behind this this system. And it's been working really well. The automatic door openers in the library are working. So once we open up Borough Hall, and which we should have had this a long time ago, even before this for handicaps. When you walk up to the one door on one side, you stand there, the door opened by itself. You can walk in, not touch anything. So it's really a good thing to have this. So with saying that, can we do roll call, please?
Yeah. Yes. Sorry about that. Thank you.
That's okay.
Graziano?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Julin?
Yes.
Yazzie?
Yes.
D'Amato?
Yes.
Della Ripa?
Yes.
Okay. Item C. Resolution 2021-3.5, declare an emergency for rock salt through Brainstone Industries. Have a motion on the floor to accept this.
So moved.
Seconded.
Need a second. Okay, just a little bit about this. Mike, you want to touch base on this? You probably...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So we're in two co-ops, Morris County and Passaic County, and trying to get salt. And there were issues down at the dock where nobody's able to get salt. And then with Texas and everything else around the nation having issues, salt was going everywhere but our own backyard here. So we had to go to Brain Supply to pick up salt for probably a 40% markup in price. But our contract with the Morris County Co-op is that they will pick up the difference in the costs. So Fred's office is aware of that, and we're working on that. So it's in the forefront. So we have to apply for the emergency. We have to pay for the salt we got from Brain. But rest assured, we're going to go back after that profit or that difference between what we would have got for the co-op and what we ended up paying with Brain and then get refunded for that. So,
okay. Any questions regarding that towards me and Mike? If not, roll call, please.
Hudson?
Yes.
Julen?
Yes.
Yazzie?
Yes.
D'Amato?
Yes.
Della Ripa?
Yes.
Graziano?
Yes.
Okay. Item D, introduction of ordinance 7-2021, amending chapter 15, property maintenance, unsolicited written materials. There's actually on Facebook, you see the papers that are being thrown in your driveway. We've been getting numerous complaints, and they usually wind up in a road somewhere. I can tell you, I've been walking past houses. I'll see three and four sitting in people's driveways, smashed in the middle of the road. So people are not picking them up because they basically don't want it. Residents have an option. They can notify our property maintenance, Mark Redfield, and he will take their address and have them removed from our list. I did that for myself, and it stopped coming. But to handle this townwide, not that we want to stop, but some people do like it. We want to put in our ordinance that it has to be delivered to their front porch. No more throwing out the window, landing anywhere. So we want to be specific on where these newspapers or any type of delivery like this that will land into a place, whether it's put in a slot in the door, in between the door, on their front porch. It cannot be put in a mailbox, because that's against the post office rules. There are some mailboxes that will have an attachment to it for a newspaper. It could be slid in there, but they will no longer be allowed to be thrown into somebody's driveway on their sidewalk into the street. I think this is a good thing. It'll make the town clean up a little bit. And actually the company that does it is pretty good. If you have a problem, they'll send somebody out to pick them all up, but we can avoid all this by having them delivered properly. Yep. So that's what this is about.
Yeah, your ordinance review committee did a Bill Graff went out and looked at case law and got an ordinance that stood up to Supreme Court. I think it was in Kentucky. I think he said it was where, because obviously you can't stop the press from coming as a First Amendment right. But this was a way around that that they saw. So you can limit where they can actually place it on your property. So that's the reason behind this. We're hoping it discourages the company, and because it's going to be an up cost for them to send somebody to walk around and place these things, that they just say goodbye to Bloomingdale and don't even do it anymore type of thing.
You know, the it's funny about it, because when I read things through Facebook, people complaining, and I did put up there that it was you know, their right to do this, the First Amendment, and you don't realize that because it's really coupons and other things.
But yep.
It is a right of a newspaper. You know, it just is what it is. So.
And just, John, we did add in a section.
That's right.
That if a resident contacts the publisher and says they no longer want these materials, and the publisher continues to send them, they can notify the borough. And that's a violation of the statute. And I think we start at $200 for a violation, and each instance would be another violation. So another $200 fine. So hopefully it'll discourage people, encourage people to contact the publishers and discourage the publishers from continuing once they have been contacted.
Okay. Any other discussion about this? Is this just an introduction? We're good, Bree?
I'll just need a motion to read it by title, and then John, you can set the public hearing and adoption for March 16th.
Okay. Can a motion to read by title, please?
So moved. Second.
Johnson Delaripa.
An ordinance in the borough of Bloomingdale, County of Passaic, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 15, Property Maintenance of the Code of the Borough of Bloomingdale, to add a new section 15-18 entitled Unsolicited Written Materials. So again, the second and final reading will be on March 16th.
Okay, thanks. Okay, item A, ordinance number 8-2021, capital ordinance PD body cameras. Public Safety Committee met with the chief, and there's he has to go out and purchase new body cameras for all of his men by, I think it's June 5th, the one, if I remember correctly. We have to have this in place?
I believe so.
Okay.
And just so everyone understands, that is state law.
Yes. Yeah, this is a mandate by the state that they have to go out and purchase, I think he's getting 20 body cameras, I believe, and that will cover everybody with a couple of spares. We have money in capital surplus to pay for this. It's approximately $32,000 for this. On the good side is there's a grant for this, okay? But we cannot get that money yet because the state does not know how they're going to distribute it. It's not in place yet, but it will be. So we're going to foot the money in the beginning of it, and then we will be reimbursed once that money is allocated to each municipality to reimburse everybody for these cameras. But we have to put this in the form of an ordinance because they have to do this. So could I have a motion on the floor to read this by title?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay, Bray.
An ordinance appropriating $32,000 available from the General Capital Surplus Fund to provide for the purchase of body cameras for the police department described herein and by the Borough of Bloomingdale in the County of Passaic, State of New Jersey. And John, the second and final reading will also be on March 16th and adoption.
Okay, thank you. Okay, before we go into late public comment, you guys all received an email from me regarding the new law, I guess the marijuana law. Please read through that because we will discuss that at our next meeting on March 16th. We just make sure that's on the agenda for discussion. Long story short, we have to come up with a process for our town on how we want to handle this. We have 180 days to put this into effect. Correct, Mike? All right. So we need to get on that. Fred's office will be involved in this. I know he sent that the stuff I sent you out. It's real interesting reading. If you really want to know the real depth of it, contact the chief. He's very passionate about it. There's some stuff in there, which I have no idea how it's in there, but please read it and we'll discuss it at our next meeting. Okay. Can we have a motion going to late public comment?
So moved.
Second.
Actually, go ahead.
We had it. Do we have a second public hearing? Public.
Well, one's. This is to talk about anything, right?
Late. Oh, different. This is late. Yeah, this public. Is late public. Yeah.
This is late. Late
public. Okay. It's late. No, I thought it was closed session. Okay.
No. All right, we have a motion and a second. And then all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay. Anybody wanting to speak, please raise your hand or press 9.
I'm going to get to raise a hand. Just if you scroll over reactions on your computer, it's one of those options. Just click on any of them. Some people had a tough time figuring out what's raise hands.
I don't see any hands raised, and I don't have any messages.
Okay.
I don't believe there's any comment.
Okay. Motion to close late public comment.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay. We do have one matter of contract negotiations in executive session. There will be no action taken afterwards.
Now we have a hand up. I know that we closed.
Jen, go ahead. It's okay.
Okay.
Do we need to reopen or are we good? I'm sorry, what was that, Dawn?
Sorry, we need to reopen.
Okay, okay, move just to reopen.
I need a second to reopen. All in favor?
Aye.
Go ahead.
Not from Tom Barotti.
Tom left.
Okay, I got it now. Sorry about that. I couldn't see the hand thingy. I have a question regarding the $7 quarterly fee for the meters. I'm requesting again that it be made a line item, that those dollars go into a specific line for the meters, like we did a couple of years ago. I think it's only fair for the people who pay for meters and pay for water. And I would appreciate it if the council would consider doing this, please.
Okay, we'll talk about it. Okay. Thank you, Jen.
Can I just have name and address for the recording?
Yes, Jen Altfield, 17 Cedar Street, Bloomingdale, New Jersey.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can I just add to that? Because I don't know if anyone saw Tom Barotti's message that he left. Did anyone see that? It says if anyone has
I did see it, but I don't know if any of the public did.
I'm going to read it just so everyone can hear. It says, this is from our town engineer. He said, if anyone from Hamilton Street has any questions about the project, please feel free to email. This says tab, T-A-B, at Darmofalski, darmofalski.com, or call 973-835-8300. Extension 112, and that's to contact Tom Barotti, our town engineer, regarding the Hamilton Street project.
Okay, and that's also in the letter we sent out.
It
that
is.
Information. Okay, but if somebody doesn't have that letter anymore and can't remember, please call Borough Hall, and we will get you that information. Okay.
You have to make a motion to close.
Okay.
So moved.
Have a motion again to close the late public comment.
Delariffa and Yazzie.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Great. And like I said before, we do have one matter of contract negotiations. There will be no action taken afterwards. Our next meeting will be March 16th, 2021, 7 p.m. And then our next workshop will be April 6th, 2021 at 7 p.m. Okay.
Okay, just
a motion to go into executive session, please.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed?
Nope.
I wouldn't think so.
Okay.
Dawn Sullivan makes me do that. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Hold on 1 second, John.
Let's just start the work.
Nice job with the 10-year plan, Mike. I love that. That we're actually planning. Yeah.
Okay, I moved one person into the waiting room and it should just be... Can everyone see the list on the side? I've never been a participant and not a host, really.
Yeah,
I can see it. Yeah,
there's nine of us.
So it's just... Yep. Okay. So that's all I see. And actually, it looks like everyone left the call. So
yeah, last woman on was the Bach family. That was what I saw.
I moved them over. Yeah. You should be good.
Yeah, it's just the nine of us.
Okay.
Hey, John.
Yes.
D'Amato. John talked about briefly, just so everybody knows, and we, you know, I guess this is okay that I say this here, but when we went into when we were at the public safety meeting with the chief, and John forwarded all that information to everyone regarding the new marijuana laws and also very importantly, the new juvenile laws. There is what John said before is a lot of information but incredibly important information. And one of the things that I had suggested is that I would really be happy with is that we write a resolution. If of course the council has to totally agree with this, we write a resolution disagreeing with a lot of the items that are in those new laws, which we will probably not be the only town. I think Dawn would be able to comment more on that. I can't imagine that we're the only town. I do know from social media, John D'Amato, this is interesting for you, is I was very surprised that there was a lot of police departments that have already publicly commented on their Facebook pages regarding this, that they disagree with these laws. So it's just something that we can talk about at the next meeting, but that was kind of an idea that I had about possibly writing a resolution so that that is not only, you know, a public thing, but then that can go to our elected officials.
I don't know if we have much